With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. All eyes on the status of budget negotiations and a possible government shutdown in Washington. Correspondent Ed Donahue has more.
Following the deaths of two people at the hands of federal agents in Minneapolis, Democrats want major changes to ICE.
We want to end roving patrols. We need to tighten the rules governing the use of warrants.
Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer wants accountability.
Federal agents should be held to the same use of force policies that apply to state and local law enforcement and be held accountable.
A third demand?
We want masks off, body cameras on.
Republicans will need Democratic votes to keep the government open when funding runs out at midnight Friday. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Experts say this has been a long stretch of cold weather, one of the longest. For much of the nation, temperatures remain frigid. National Weather Service meteorologist Mark Miller says the weekend temp will drop like a rock.
Very cold temperatures that we're looking at, lows that are certainly going to be into the teens, single digits, and as farther north you go, like into the upper Midwest, to the northern plains, you're looking at temperatures well below zero. Even as far south as the Gulf Coast and to the southeast, lows are going to be into the teens and single digits as well. And wind chills can make it feel even colder.
Secretary of State Marco Rubio has given a solid defense of President Trump's military operation to oust and arrest then-Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro. Rubio also used his wide-ranging congressional testimony Wednesday to touch on Greenland, NATO, Iran, and China in the first public hearing since January 3rd's intervention. This is SRN News. Now, is America having a revival? Here's Michael Harrington.
The answer is a resounding maybe. There are a lot of small polls that indicate an uptick in the percentage of young people who are reading the Bible and going to church. It started after Charlie Kirk's assassination last year. However, the big national polls still indicate a broad decline in Christianity in the U.S., with non-religious people now accounting for more than 25% of the population. More religious young people could change that picture eventually. Michael Harrington reporting.
Justice Department dropping a request for the personal and medical information of transgender patients at Children's Hospital in L.A. The DOJ has issued subpoenas to 20 providers offering sex change operations on minors to investigate health care fraud. Seven families had sued to keep the information private. This is SRN News. Stocks Wednesday finished mostly higher. Seth Soutell has more.
Wall Street barely budged after the Federal Reserve decided to keep its main interest rate steady, just as investors had expected. Stock and bond markets were at a virtual standstill on Wednesday, while the U.S. dollar stabilized after falling sharply against other currencies recently. Some of the biggest action was once again in the market for gold. The price of the precious metal jumped to another record. The S&P 500 inched down by less than 0.1%. The Dow Jones Industrial Average was also little changed. The Nasdaq Composite added just 0.2%. Seth Soutell, New York.
Well, Tesla's annual profit plunged to its lowest level since the pandemic 5.5 years ago, as it ceded the title of the world's biggest electric vehicle maker to a Chinese firm. Boycotts hammered sales. Net income dropped 46%. More details, srnnews.com.